Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, when it's Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you know it just has to be delicious. It's the best eating beef you've ever tasted. Because Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, Kroger Tender Ray beef is world famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And remember, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So go to your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get the finest beef value in town. Get always fresh, always tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Married but unable to find a home of their own, Penny Gibbs and Johnny Keith are doing the best they can with two rooms in Penny's overcrowded house. When Penny suspected that Johnny wasn't too happy about the arrangement, Johnny said,
"Well, for now it really doesn't matter. We'll worry about it later."
But Penny wisely answered,
"Oh, Johnny, darling, the time to worry about it is now."
Several days have passed since then, and the problem of a home has been partially forgotten. For Freddie Lang has been acting strangely again. His young wife, Nora, says to Penny this morning,
"Crickets, Penny, I don't know what to do. Freddie went out to the farm late last night, just as he did the night before and the night before that, and he didn't come back until early in the morning."
"Well, why don't you talk to him about it, Nora, if it upsets you?"
"Penny, I just can't. I don't want him to say that I'm suspicious. He's told me why he's been going out there at night each time he's gone. First, it was the pump, and then the power generator or something, and then it was something else that went wrong."
"But you think he's going out there to see Helen, don't you?"
"Am I wrong to think so? You see, it all began the night after Helen moved out to the farm to live, and he's gone out there every night since."
"Well, then I'd ask him to tell you the truth, Nora. Admit it's Helen if she's really the reason he's going out there."
"Do you think that she's the reason?"
"Nora, it isn't fair for me to say."
"But you do think so, don't you?"
"I'm not certain about it. From what Freddie's told me, he's anxious to stay away from her, so it doesn't seem possible that he'd rush out there night after night to see her."
No, it doesn't. But, Penny, it doesn't seem possible either that one thing after another should go wrong at the farm."
"Oh, they often say that bad things happen in bunches. Maybe they're having a streak of bad luck at the farm. You know, the equipment out there is all the same age.
Yes.
It's possible that everything could be in need of repair at the same time."
"I suppose so. But the coincidence of Helen being out there is just too much. Or am I just a suspicious wife?"
"No, darling, no. After all, by Freddie's own admissions, you do have something to worry about."
"Then what am I going to do, Penny?"
"Go right up to him, Nora, and ask him about it. You have that right. You're his wife."
"But I want to trust him. I don't want him to think that every time he leaves the house, he has to tell me where he's going, and that every time he comes home, he has to tell me where he's been."
"Darling, that won't be the impression he'll get if you ask him, right?"
"Well, Penny, what is the right way?"
"Well, you just ask him. I don't really know, Nora. It's a very delicate situation, especially with your attitude about it."
"I can't help my attitude, Penny. I believe that married people should trust each other. Freddie's told me why he's been going to the farm each night, so I ought to believe him. But, Crickets, I just don't. And that makes me feel awful."
"I can understand why, too, Nora. You feel guilty of dishonesty yourself. As if Freddie is in the right, you're in the wrong."
"Well, I am wrong to suspect and not believe. But I can't help it. Oh, Penny, what can I do?"
"Darling, it really isn't right for me to give advice in a case like this, but knowing you and Freddie as I do, and understanding the situation as I do..."
"Yes?"
"I I'd say you have to do one of two things.
What?
Either go to Freddie and ask him point blank if he's telling you the truth. Or forget the whole matter, get it off your mind.
I just can't go to him and ask him.
Then you'll have to forget it, darling.
I guess so.
Look, Nora, it's the only smart thing to do, if you can't talk to him about it. Brooding over it will only make matters worse. Begin to imagine all kinds of things that you keep thinking about.
Yeah, I know I will. I've begun to imagine all kinds of things already.
No, don't do that, darling. But at the worst, all he's doing is going out there to see Helen. You know he's loyal enough to you not to let it amount to anything more than that. And maybe you should consider Helen's attitude, too.
Oh, I know Helen wouldn't purposely do anything to hurt me. But, Penny, she's awfully lonesome.
Yeah, well, if she is, that's partly your fault. And partly mine.
Why, Penny?
Well, you let her move out to your father's house to make more room for Johnny and me.
Well?
You should have considered the possibility that she'd be lonely. And I shouldn't have allowed you to let her stay out there.
Penny, being at the farm couldn't possibly make Helen lonely. Daddy's there, and there are a lot of people out at the
farm.
Look,
Nora, in the daytime when Helen's working, that's fine, but what about her evenings? They must be long and very lonesome. And Helen isn't very much at reading or writing. In her state of mind, Helen's chief need is companionship.
Then you think if Freddie's not telling the truth about a broken pump and all that, he's just going to the farm to keep Helen company?
I'm sure that's all he's doing. And there's this to consider, too, darling.
Yes, Penny, what?
He might be seeing Helen and still be going out to the farm for the reason he says. He could do both, you know.
Yes, I realize that, but then why wouldn't he tell me so?
Well, maybe because he thinks you might be upset by it.
Crickets, we sound as if we don't trust each other, don't we?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
Well, it feels that way, though.
Nora, listen to me. The very best thing to do, if you're not going to talk to Freddie about it, is put it out of your mind. Mm. So why don't you do it right now? Just forget the whole thing.
Well, I'll try.
Penny.
Oh, I'm in here, Johnny, in the living room.
Oh. Well, aren't you going to give me a kiss goodbye and walk to the office?
Oh, Cricket, that sounds so funny.
Oh, what's funny about it, Nora? After all, we're an old married couple now.
Married for years and years and years.
Oh, it seems that way, does it?
Like a century, it does. I don't remember when we weren't married. You didn't come in and kiss me goodbye and dash out to the office.
Hey, this is the first day I've done this, sweetheart.
I know.
To make this really an occasion, Penny should have on an apron and have her hair in curls.
Ah, and a mop in one hand and a pail of water in the other.
Oh, Cricket, that reminds me. Excuse me, please, will you? I promised Sarah I'd order a new mop. There's a sale at Ross's and it lasts only one day.
Well, let's hope the mop lasts longer than
that. Oh, Johnny, stop it.
Penny, there goes one of the cutest girls in the world.
Yep. And off to the office goes the most handsome man in the world.
Like the idea?
I love it. You know, it's just the way I hope things would be. Up early, breakfast together, then a kiss as you leave for the day. It's a nice start for the day, Johnny.
Oh, could be better.
I don't see how.
Well, if for instance, this place were our own, someone didn't have to say excuse me, as Nora just did, go off on a dreamed-up errand so we can be alone for a few minutes.
Darling, be patient. After all, it's been such a short while.
Well, chances are it's going to be this way for a long time, dear.
Not too long. And didn't we say once that as long as we had each other, it really wouldn't matter?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Well, didn't we mean it?
I know I did.
Well, then you ought to know that I did, too.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure of it. But, Penny, if I'm unhappy...
Oh, what do you mean, if you're unhappy? You are unhappy, aren't you?
Well, only for you, dear. I want much more than this for you.
Oh, Johnny, listen. If I'm happy, if I'm satisfied, why aren't you?
Well, if I could just believe that this is enough for the time...
Darling, it is. It's all I want. Johnny, having you, knowing that you're my husband, that you love me, that's all anybody would want. Please. Please.
Yes?
Nora, it's Freddie.
Oh, come in, Freddie. I'm just resting.
Hi, Crickets.
Hello, darling. How was everything at the farm today?
Oh, okay. Usual grind.
But nothing went wrong.
No, not today it didn't. Not tonight either, I hope.
I hope not.
How you feeling, huh?
Well,
I mean, honestly. When I came home just now, Penny told me you were up here in your room and that you have been up here all afternoon.
Yes, well, the doctor told me I should rest.
And not worry about anything, huh?
Well, to worry as little as possible.
I'm not much help in that department, am I?
Oh, it's just natural for a wife to worry about her husband. If she didn't worry about him, she wouldn't love him.
Well, a husband who loves his wife as much as I love mine shouldn't give her any cause for worry at all.
Do you think you do?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, Nora.
Well, I know you don't mean to.
No, I don't mean to, but I do. Look, Nora, would the truth help any?
The truth about what?
About why I've been going out to the farm these nights and staying out there so late.
You've told me why, Freddie. It was to fix the pump, and then the power generator or something wouldn't work, and...
I was lying every time, Crickets. Those phone calls I got, they weren't from Tom. They were from Helen. She was lonesome out there. Dad asleep, farm dark and empty and everything.
I can understand that.
Thanks, Crickets. Can you understand why I lied, too?
Mm-hmm. To keep me from thinking that Helen means more to you than I do?
That's exactly why, darling. But believe me, she doesn't. I didn't do a thing but just sit and talk with her. And she felt a whole lot better. You know, it's not good for her to be alone at night. Every night, anyway.
No, I know it's not. But we'll be with her soon, Freddie, in our own house, as soon as the repairs are finished.
I told Helen that this afternoon. And I wouldn't see her tonight, either. Or maybe not any other night. Again.
It won't be necessary to do that, Freddie. When you do see her, just tell me the truth, the way you're doing now.
You bet I will, Crickets. Because telling the truth really makes a guy feel better, doesn't it?
So Freddie has told the truth and has been seeing Helen Burroughs at the farm. Will the truth avoid heartache for this young couple? And what will be the result of Johnny Keith's unhappiness? Will he and Penny have nothing but trouble till they find a home of their own? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Friends, when you taste the wonderful freshness, the wonderful tenderness of Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you'll say, too, delicious. Yes, no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, not only does Kroger offer you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends before your purchase is weighed and priced. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Ladies, visit your Kroger store soon to get Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. An exclusive Kroger value, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is available only at your Kroger store. And remember, at Kroger's you get more meat for your money, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So without delay, get the finest beef value in town, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.